Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 9th of March of the year 2020, and celebrations today include Commonwealth Day or Celebration of Empire Day. So plant a flag somewhere it doesn't belong to you, or establish a trade route with a foreign power today. Also, celebrations today include National Panic Day and National False Teeth Day. So if you've got a pair of removable chompers, try attaching them to where they're meant to be with post-it glue instead of real glue, and spend your day on the edge of a worrying incident to fully give credit to both dentures and terror. Your guest today is manliest man in the world competition winner. It's a competition he started himself. James Nokise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. And as we say in New Zealand on this day, f*** off.
Commonwealth Day. Hey, I didn't do it. Coming up today, we will be talking all the newest New Zealand news from our representative of Old New Zealand, James Nokise. But first, some headlines. And in the news today, a leap forward in facial recognition technology promises to make sure you remember the name of the person you sort of remember from somewhere who you just bumped into. The new app being launched by Josh Gondelman out of his embassy at the foot of a volcano will use cross-references from public files, social media, and spy drones to make sure that you are prompted with the right name and what you remember them from when you bump into someone from school or that conference or whatever. Some governments and private individuals have expressed worry that this new technology marks a dangerous degradation of privacy, which could lead to abuses by predators and governments. But Gondelman assures investors that he makes purchasers of the app tick a box assuring his company that they won't use it for evil. So that's okay. And Singapore has just lifted its 9-year ban on food products from Fukushima, opening a new market for radioactive food that promises to be the new dining craze. Nuclear burgers, hot chips, and four-legged fish are back on the menu as the decommissioned disaster zone promises to put the plant-based food into Fukushima nuclear plant-based food. Nobody's worried about it. Meanwhile, celebrity prepper and very American Dashley Lincoln-Jones has come under fire for the launch of his new book series, Right Through the Cortex, which provides detailed instructions for how to murder people in a post-apocalyptic future. Dashley Lincoln-Jones is known for his violent non-fiction and was hoping that his new bestseller would teach people skills for how to efficiently murder people, but he said he never contemplated that people would think that they needed to use the skills right now. When alerted that many mercenaries and murderers were swapping tips for murder out of the book on Reddit, his publishers decided to recall the book, moving it to online sales only, so no bookshop staff need to be confronted with the moral dilemma of whether to sell a murder book to someone who looks a bit murdery. The bulk of the online sales are anticipated to be on Amazon and Gumtree, where it's expected to do horrifyingly well. And that is your headlines for today. And now it's time for your ad section, because you cannot take it with you after you die, but you sure can have it while you're here. Worried about getting that job?
I don't know if I have enough work experience.
Did you flub the interview?
My biggest weakness? Probably my pelvic floor?
Call Petey's Job Savers Mafia Thug Squad today on 1-800-566-#3. We'll send out a squad of our thuggiest thugs to menace the HR department of any small to medium-sized business on your behalf. Up to and including grievous bodily harm, our certified henchmen know exactly how to apply pressure with the minimum of fuss and the maximum of plausible deniability. Never worry about acing the interview again with Petey's Job Savers Mafia Thug Squad today.
Where do I see myself in 5 years? Having your job while you sleep with the fishes.
Petey's Job Savers Mafia Thug Squad. The easiest way to job.
My name's Bond. James Bond. I'll have a martini. Shaken, not stirred.
Do you have a signature drink? Do you ever wonder when you're drinking a martini why you're drinking a martini? Or what is a martini and why is there a wrong way to drink it? Or whether there really is a you drinking that martini? Or if both the drink and you are a literary fiction? James Bond drinks martinis, and he's a fictional character who doesn't exist. Having a beverage-based identity crisis? Try half a glass of water. It's not fancy, it doesn't say anything about your character, it's not a plot point, it's just wet and there. Half a glass of water. Drinking it is the closest you'll ever get to being sure you exist. Are you smarter than your average bear? How would you know unless you've just bought the new Woodcraft Mathmo Bear Averager? This Fitbit-style bear averager will give you the mean, median, and mode average of every bear and can be calibrated to include or exclude polar, brown, koala, or teddy, depending on how you want to constitute your data set. Averages are calculated on every possible vector, from smarter than to likeliness of average bear to shit in the woods for all your bear-based averaging needs. If you go down to the woods today, you'd better go with the new Woodcraft Mathmo Bear Averager. The new Woodcraft Mathmo Bear Averager. It's not your average bear averager. And we can prove it with our new Bear Average Statistical Likelihood Sheet, free with the first 500 purchases. The new Woodcraft Mathmo Bear Averager.
I actually tried that bear app.
Oh, yes, you are a manly man. You're always in the woods averaging out bears.
Yeah, just below.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And our top story today is the newest New Zealand news from our representative of Old New Zealand, currently in Old New Zealand, James Nokise. What's going on down there?
Thank you, Alice. I'm in Auckland right now, New Zealand's largest and most annoying city, close to the Pacific. We can look out and you can almost see the landmass, if you imagine the landmass on the horizon. A lot of locals have been very interested in different parts. Is there a local culture there to explore, as we've talked about before? But more recently, been talking more about primary industries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there any oil and gas? Because, of course, anytime there's land, there's always rumors of oil and gas, and then people have to go out and prospect and find out and then sing shanties and then live in caves and then mate with bears. And that's sort of the history of the Western world as we know it. There's been a lot of talk about oil, but then, of course, octopus people are very inky people.
Oh.
I don't think that's racist.
No, it's not. It's just a physical characteristic.
It's just a physical thing. It's not. So people have been flying over. Some of the richer people in New Zealand have been hiring. I'd like to say airplanes, but with our economy, it's helicopters. And they've been flying over and just reporting sights of what could be oil or could just be the inky deluge. of an octopus people?
Well, of course, ink isn't necessarily a secondary industry, given that nowadays you can buy a printer for less money than you can buy the ink cartridge refill. So there's a potential there for a sort of a resource that could be used or exploited, if you will, on today.
Well, of course, people are talking about trade. You know, what kind of trade can we do here? Lithium has come up, actually, because of the nuclear tests in the South Pacific, this new landmass. Lithium is actually very important to nuclear fission.
But also phones, more importantly,
more
phones.
More importantly, phones, arguably the more destructive of those two things. And so people are saying, well, is there going to be lithium there? I don't know if you know what lithium looks like, but it's sort of a silvery, kind of flaky, metally, like it's a light metal. So again, people think they've seen deposits, but it could be octopus jizz. We're not really sure from the helicopter report. It's hard to get a steady cam with a helicopter.
I mean, I do applaud Jacinda Ardern for keeping people away from New Zealand until people have figured out how to engage with the octopus people. I've said people too many times in that sentence, but you get my drift there. She's being applauded for maintaining the integrity of that small native tribe.
Yeah, well, a lot of people weren't sure. I don't think they really understand that she's using a very old technique of New Zealand leaders. She's frowning and she's pointing a finger. And no Kiwi's really prepared to f*** with that. It's a stern look right now. We're hoping that she might lift the stern look to a neutral expression, maybe into a knowing smirk. But right now, she's set the level of restriction at stern look.
We will wait for more news to come out of New Zealand. Thank you for being on the ground there, James.
I'll give you a little hint before I go. And there is talk of a US warship. Now, that's just between you and me and the listeners, of course. But we don't know anything.
All we know is that Barnaby Joyce has been asked to be informed of any US warship movements, and there's been some questioning of his right to know anything about US warships, but
he's got to have a god to pray to.
And that is your main section for today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and co-host, James, that's you, I notice your smug satisfaction when you say that past episodes are available for those who like to, quote, binge the news. But I put it to you, is there a difference between binging the news and studying history? I think not. Sincerely, name unpronounceable. Okay. For somebody who is alleging smug satisfaction, I feel like the tone of this email is deeply smug. In every way. There is a difference between binging the news and studying history, I believe.
Look, name unpronounceable. I know that name. And I want to say, Dad, you are a history major. I appreciate that. I know it's your passion. But for the last time, just because I'm working in the news and you worked in history and academia doesn't mean one's better than the other, okay? Just because my listenership here and the books and everything else is a bit more than your lecture theatre doesn't mean anything. Don't stop calling me at work, Dad. That's what I'm trying to say.
Look, the difference between binging the news and studying history is that history is written by the victors and the news is written by Rupert Murdoch. That's the difference if you wanted to know there was one. Thank you for your letter. You can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And there will be more of your letters tomorrow. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those. Your guest today was James Nokise. James, have you got anything to plug?
If you'd like to know more about the Pacific nuclear destruction, you can go to BBC and search my name and you'll find a little documentary me and a few people made on the Pacific bombings back in the day.
It's a great documentary. I have watched it / listened to it. Listen to it is what it is. It's an audio documentary.
It's an audio documentary.
I've listened to it. It's a very good documentary. When I say watch it, never mind.
Listen with your eyes.
Listen with your eyes. Watch with your ears. Talk with your butthole. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My solo show Kronos is now available in all sorts of different places all over the world. Tickets are now on sale, so go to my website, alicefraser.com, to buy those if you want to. This is The Last Post, and the executive producer of this show is Christopher D. Skinner. I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers...
Amazing.
..that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
OK.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify and all good podcast apps.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.